What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some man you just can't reach.
Live from at least 6 feet away, it's the Spike on the Mic Show. Now here is your host, Spike.
It's Spike Check 1, Spike Check 2, Spike Check 3. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another award-deserving episode of the Spike on the Mic Show. Let it breathe. Let it simulate. Let you guys get all through your nostrils and you smell it. I am he, ladies and gentlemen. I am the one known as Z Spike on the Mic. And I'm coming at you from 6 feet away from some undisclosed location, so I can't tell you where my location is. But I have some more people that's undisclosed. Let me get this out the way right now. We're here, ladies and gentlemen, for one reason only. One reason only. He is known as the Voice of Reason. Voice of Reason, what you doing? Exactly.
Yeah. You have to unmute.
I normally go first. I don't get this. Okay?
Listen, you can't put us in a bubble or put us in a box.
My cameraman is not doing very good.
Okay, so how you sticking?
Doing really well. I've got a question for the audience that I kind of know the answer to.
Oh, we can't wait to get to it then. Speaking of getting to it.
What do you... I got two questions.
Wait. Don't ask the question now. Wait till we finish the show. I mean, you know. Yeah.
No. I could ask the question now.
Okay, so anyway, somebody else who's in a hurry to get things done, she is in our hot potatoes right now. We let call her Miss Kim. Miss Kim, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like somebody who's just needs a little bit of AC.
Oh, okay. Well, you told me it was like 112 degrees or something where you'd be. Something.
Yeah. Well, something like that. I'm baking cookies in here.
Oh, okay. Well, watch out for the little elves. You remember the Keebler elves? Speaking of little key geisha girls, we got the one here. We got the one, Miss Billy. How you sticking?
I am sticking like an angel, a halo to an angel.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Beauty. You got see what she's referring to. She has a bun on her head.
Yeah.
It is a perfectly bagel looking bun.
It is.
Bagel bun.
It is a bagel bun. You're right. It's like it's the size of a bagel and everything.
It's fabulous.
It's really. And the man who put the sounds through your eardrums and make you hear all these things, because au fond quoi is just words that we use.
Yeah.
He is the man known as PWs. PWs, how you sticking?
I am sticking like a living color radio show.
Whoa, that's deep.
That was deep.
That was deep.
Yeah.
You know what that did? That promoted thought.
It promoted
thought. It made me go, what the heck is he talking about? Oh,
things
now,
that make you go,
Yes.
Au fond quoi.
So before the show started, if you guys were privy to our premium hour, we were talking about things such as Kim has a ceiling fan that ain't working right.
Yeah.
Billy has a toilet in the kitchen.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. Well, no, just that once. Yeah.
Oh, what? Okay, so
she went to get a beverage, and since the sink was there, you know.
No! No!
Okay, hold on.
I'm not a heathen.
Wait a minute, only heathens have kitchens in the bathroom?
Yeah.
Bathrooms in the kitchen.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. So, Kim, is your fan working right?
Yeah, look at
it. It's going in the right direction.
Full
but
blast.
Those little teeny, like, chains with the... This is meant for a ceiling that's much lower than mine, because I can't reach those at all. So I can't change the speed. I'm a very unhappy individual right now.
Well, let me just say this. You ever heard of child prevention caps? Maybe that's the purpose of that ceiling fan, to keep you.
Oh, yeah.
Brownie man knew what he was doing. He said, nope. keep just like remote controls. XY chromosomes should not be bothering remote controls.
Yes.
Oh boy.
There'll be fighting words.
All right. So speaking of fighting words, let's get this out of the way. Voice of Reason, what is your question?
Yeah.
Okay. I've got like two figures for you guys that you might be interested in. I got an estimate to tear down a house that's rather small, but two-story. Used to be an old barn.
And your house, you mean?
Raid the lot and to plant grass seed and take everything down and make it just look like an empty lot, except for the trees. They're going to leave the trees.
Right.
What do you guys think that estimate is? And I guess a new car goes to the closest one.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
What is the square footage of the footprint?
Oh, okay. I would say that the square footage is, of the footprint of it, is 800 feet, 800 square foot.
Oh, all right. $11,000.
All right. He gets $11,000. I will guess, let's see, tear down the house, haul all the stuff away, keep the trees there and spread grass seeds.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
just
going to cost you
like a bag of grass seed.
$25,000.
$5,000. Okay. Now Billy? I need to start keeping track of this.
Yeah, yeah. Otherwise, there'll be no.
$25,001.
See, like, hey, go to commercial. I'm going to punch this bagel.
I'm going to say $23,000.
23. All right. Voice of Reason, you propose a question to the resistance fighters.
Apparently, I'm going to win the bid.
I'm not sure. Know, this is the, you I know, have to do some quick math.
Wait a minute. You
there's some other factors that, you know, can change this estimate greatly. And that is there a septic system on the property that affects the kind of equipment they can put on there? What kind of access does it have? Like how many square feet of access from, or not square feet, linear feet on the road is there for vehicles to get onto the property?
Did you used to be a professional property destructor?
Destructor?
I've just dealt with a lot of contractors. So
I think you're going
to
be
just, we just, at the boathouse, we just had to deal with parking lot resurfacing, and because it's over an open structure, it changes the equipment that goes on, and it tripled the cost to resurface the parking lot.
Dang.
From $100,000 to $300,000.
That's triple. Now I'm gonna answer your question.
Did you get three estimates for that, Kim?
No, we didn't have a lot of control over where the estimates came from, unfortunately, but we have all the responsibility.
Yeah, there you go. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And your budget is shot for the year.
Pretty much.
Well, is there any way we could let the host speak?
Yes, let's let the host speak.
Right. No, we are a team here. It's a team effort, because my only point was, I'm going to echo what Kim said, is I know where the voice is thinking, and it's a small access point.
He has more information than
yeah, I mean maybe a wagon or a truck can get through there. I mean, if you have to walk, it's a small access point as far as the driveway and the street it is on.
So this whole project has to be done with ball peen hammers.
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you wanting to up your estimate?
Oh, well, yeah.
You want to make it like 2502?
No, I'm thinking 30 grand now.
Yeah.
You're thinking what?
The smaller the equipment, now, more dangerous it becomes. Yeah, especially if it's two stories.
But on that street, you can't get two cars side by side. One car has to get over off the road and go to another car. So,
okay, so you have to tear down a structure?
House.
Yeah,
a whole
entire house. And pull out the concrete, the foundation.
Sure.
I'm
going
to up my $150,000.
Yeah, oh, my God.
No. I don't
you
think
might as well
much,
just build a new house.
All right.
Between 30 and 50, probably.
Well, then,
especially if you're removing a slab.
Well, then I'm going to go with 37,000.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
I'm gonna go the with price 37,001 cent.
I wasn't finished talking. 37,001 cent and some quarters.
37,001 cent and $2.
All right, here's what we're gonna do. We're gonna go with your original estimates because they were all closer than what you came up with later.
Oh good.
And
it
was close. You were off by $6,500.
Oh.
Why don't you tell us how much the damn thing was, then we can figure that out.
Kim, you were off by $5,500. From those figures, you should be able to figure out exactly what it cost.
No.
I don't remember what anybody... 17,000?
Because I'm already frustrated.
17,500.
17,000. Yeah. When you first said that, that's what I was going to say, but that was what my estimate would have been for a normal job with no complications.
Right, right.
Wait a minute, you've hired a street gang to do this?
Yeah, I was going to say.
No, this is a professional demolition company that does this all the time.
And they came out and saw the property and they understand access is?
Took pictures. Notice that it had asbestos siding, and apparently that's not a problem if you have a residential home in Florida.
And they know how much a bag of grass seed is?
I don't think they're going to get the expensive grass seed. I doubt that. I imagine they're going to get the lowest the cheap price grass seed they can get.
Is this the only structure on the property?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it is.
Generic grass seed.
And
generic grass seed.
Before they made the estimate, they went to the they saw it, and they went to the property appraisers and did the square footage on it. So they had a lot of information to do the estimate with.
Wow.
Nice.
17.
Of course, then they went out and priced ball peen hammers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Seriously.
I don't really care how they tear it down, or as long as they do a quality job, and they get good reviews on the internet. So,
wow, air conditioner! I ever got here once has to replace the air conditioner in his house, and it's $14,000.
Yeah.
Wait, it was actually $17,000 for us to replace ours.
Yeah.
Just the air conditioner?
Yeah.
Well, no, the entire HVAC system.
Yeah.
So that includes heating.
He's trying to tear down a house for $17,000. And this thing was easy to tear down and to put up. Wow.
You guys think that's a low estimate. I was hoping for something much lower.
No, I like think that's
my estimate, yeah, like 11 P-Dub. Grand.
Dub, I think your estimate was probably more ballpark with 11.
Yeah.
11 than, but.
Hey, well, how about this? How about you get me, let's say 40 cases of white cans.
Okay.
And you and I can go out there and tear down a lot of that junk.
Well, we'd have to rent a dumpster and throw it into the dumpster spike. Pick up every piece of it, every nail, every beam, every board.
All right.
You could do that. Spike is going to be drinking the white cans.
50 cases of white cans, man. Sheesh.
All right. I've got a follow-up question. What is the lifespan of the average? It kind of relates to the other one. What is the lifespan of the average brassiere?
Oh. All right. I'm going to say.
Let the chromosomes go first.
Oh, okay.
Let them go last.
Yeah, they actually know.
They actually probably have the figures for this.
Right. Here's my point. If the chromosomes go first, then I can add a dollar to it.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, they probably actually have the figures for this, so I think we should make our swags on it. The guys should make
that. All right. Go ahead. Billy, what's the average lifespan on a brassiere? Is that what you're asking, W? Yep. I mean, Boyce?
Yeah. Well, I'm going to ask you first. But.
When it should be retired, or when it actually gets retired?
Aren't those the same time?
No, not necessarily.
Hold on. Okay, question.
I have questions. Guess the number, Spike.
Wait, hold on a second. I have
Break
questions.
Break it down, but the months or years?
So, questions, before I do questions.
Yeah.
If one of them is not holding the other one, isn't that a time to retire?
One of them is not old than the other
yes,
one?
Yes, but shouldn't you retire it before then? Because it no, really
because,
wasn't.
Because when you put it on, they hold if they're holding up both providers, it's okay. But then one
providers.
Time, yeah, milk providers. And then yeah. if they, the other one drops one of them, then it's time to retire it, right?
Oh.
Well, I don't think that's not gonna, necessarily the deciding factor.
No, yeah.
that's that.
No.
That's the purpose of those things. I mean,
I have never had that happen to me, what you're yeah. describing. So,
or just one, know. Only one of them stopped holding.
yeah.
Yeah, that yeah. has never happened to me before.
Yeah. She so keeps her providers even.
So you throw yours away early, huh?
no, I not probably not early enough.
All right, then. Okay, well, then I'm going to go 7 years.
Wow.
Huh.
Somebody help me with some more guesses.
Oh, I was going to go with 4 years.
Mm. Hold on a second.
Billy?
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Billy?
Yeah, 3 or 4 years.
Dang.
Or until like a clasp breaks yeah. or an underwire breaks through or something like that.
Okay. Well, I was going to say about 5 years because it always seems to be long enough that when you want to replace that same exact bra,
it's not made
it doesn't
anymore.
Exist
yeah.
anymore.
yeah.
Oh, there you
true
go.
Story.
That's yeah. actually how long.
The most comfortable bra ever.
Yeah.
So right. when you find a bra that is this great and it fits perfect, you have to buy 20 in every color yeah. or else you'll never find it again.
Find it again.
Nope. I do that with shoes. If I buy shoes and they feel just wonderful, I buy like 4 more pair and just put them in the closet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well,
I do the same thing with running shoes. Because, yeah. man, they change them. They last for like 2 years and the company doesn't make them anymore. Or they change the style.
I have to say this. Me and Kim and shoes is a touchy subject. So
yeah.
This is-
yeah.
Oh God.
True story.
Yes.
Go past that. Past
so
that.
So much fiction. So much fiction.
So voice of reason. You posed the question. What be the answer?
Well, I think got probably your figures are probably better than international bra makers union's figures.
What did they say? 1 year?
2 years.
Oh,
they're
God.
They're lying. Yeah, that's what
they're
they
trying
wish.
To get you. They're trying but to you get know, you to buy more they, more bras.
I suspect how they do it is they're also counting those bras that are bought, and like a week later thrown away. They're probably factoring those.
Who
in.
Does that?
Well,
rich people.
If you don't, if you really hate it, you take it back.
Yes.
Yeah. It ain't underwear.
It is.
It is underwear. Come on.
Frankly, underwear.
No, it's more like a t-shirt.
That's not what I'm talking about.
It's more like a t-shirt, right?
Okay. I got you.
Anyway.
You don't usually put a stripe on your bra.
Yeah. I think your figures are probably just right.
Oh, gross.
Oh, my God. I was... Boys, thanks for that. But since you brought it up, I think it's time for topic-changing music.
Oh, my garage. Now we're going to have an actual topic. We didn't know we were going to talk about bras this long, but we have a topic.
But the Voice of Reason topic made me segue into our topic, and I like to call this topic here, they should foot the bill.
They should foot the bill.
All right, so there's this guy by the name of Kent Slaughter. He lives in Springville, Ohio. That's where it is. We'll just go with that. So anyway, he is suing Bass Pro Shop fishermen people because he bought some socks, ladies and gentlemen, that has a lifetime warranty. It's called the Redhead Lifetime Guarantee All-Purpose Wool Socks. And the slogan is, the last pair of socks you'll ever need to buy. Right.
Uh-oh. He just got up.
Yes.
They are.
Oh, here we go. I think somebody bought these socks.
No. So what happened is in 20, 2008, 2014, he purchased 12 packs of those socks, basically because of this, the slogan, it's the last pair of socks you ever buy. So in 2015, he had to take a pair back, and Bass Pro Shop exchanged it with no problem. Say, okay, you got the all-time lifetime warranty socks. Here's a pair. Take a pair. Blah, 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 blah. So in that, you know, he had 12 pairs and he kept doing that. But then in 2019, basically, the sock company changed their little belief. So they put a stripe on the socks to identify that these only have 60-day warranties on them.
Oh.
So he came in and replaced some socks, and they gave him the new socks with the stripes on it.
Oh.
And so now in 2021, he came in and replaced some socks, and they said, oops, nope, these are the striped socks. They only had a 60-day warranty. So question to the resistance fighters, who would you side in on this? The sock company or with Kent Slaughter? And I started with you, PW, PW.
Absolutely, Kent Slaughter. And I'll tell you why. I used to have a friend named Tom Slaughter, so yeah. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah. All right then, Billy's.
I 100% Mr. Slaughter.
Yeah.
Okay. Explain your homework. Why?
Because he purchased the sock. It had an unlimited lifetime guarantee. Just because Bass Pro Shop doesn't make that sock anymore, and they have a different sock that has a different warranty, doesn't mean that he doesn't get, because the initial purchase was an unlimited lifetime warranty.
Yeah.
Period.
I agree.
All right. Voice of the reason.
I'm going to go for a compromise on this.
Oh, God. He always does.
If you have the old sock with the stripe on it, without the stripe on it,
right,
you should be able to exchange that for 3 socks with the stripe on it. And the reason I'm saying this is because they probably don't make the stripeless socks anymore.
That's not his fault.
No, that's not his fault, but there has to be a room for compromise in this world. People have to try and be a little bit reasonable.
No.
Right, right.
He's not being unreasonable by asking them to.
I would give him 3-1.
3-1, shut him up.
He is not being unreasonable by asking them to stick to what they promised when he purchased the first pair of socks. That's not unreasonable.
But that company is out of business now. Why should Bass Pro Shop? I guess they did do the advertising for it.
Yeah.
All right, Kim, what say you? And welcome back.
Thank you. I agree with Billy. I think that they shouldn't say those things. If they can't, they don't know for sure they can honor it. So,
yeah, I mean, the guy has, I don't know. I'm not gonna say taking advantage of them. He must have got some crushy feet because he keep tearing up the doggone socks. And so they replaced it for him, and they say, well, now this is how our socks are made now with 60-day warranty.
Were I Solomon, I would say, remove the man's feet.
And it's also not his fault if he's got, you know, razor toenails that rip through his socks. The guarantee was it didn't. There was no conditions.
Lifetime
guarantee with no conditions.
Therefore,
he should continue to get his socks.
Yes.
Period.
And I'm thinking that Bass Pro Shop bought the socks from their supplier, from Socks R Us, and now Socks R Us are out of business. Or maybe not. Maybe they're not out of business. They've changed the way they made their product. So maybe he should go and sue Socks R Us and not Bass Pro Shop.
But no. It wasn't Socks R Us that made that promise.
Exactly.
It was Bass Pro Shop.
Whoever made the promise, it has to fulfill.
Follow through.
Bass Pro Design manufactures and marketing advertises and sells the product with the following display, the last socks you ever need. So I don't know whether it was Bass Pro Socks or Socks R Us, and I just made up the Socks R Us people.
Right? I don't think you guys are looking at the logistics of the thing. Once he exchanges those original socks, how does he prove that he didn't just go out and buy striped socks that have a less warranty because they're giving him striped socks? You're saying that the manufacturer has to continue to make the unstriped socks.
No. They're saying that the manufacturer has to continue to supply him with socks.
Yeah.
Striped but not socks for the rest of his life.
Oh.
Pretty much.
Push me.
That's what they guarantee.
How many socks, Billy? 12 a year?
Whatever he originally purchased. Each one of, if it was one pair, then that one pair should be continually replaced. If it was 10 pairs, then when each one of those 10 pairs fails, it should be replaced because that is what they promised.
Okay. So anytime he brings, I can see they can do that.
I don't.
And you know, I get it that it's sort of like the store is screwed because they're just giving this guy free socks for the rest of his life, but that is their fault. They made a promise.
Right, but they made a promise to him. He needs to have like a special certificate or something.
But let me ask you guys this.
Because they're not making that promise on this the socks with the little stripe on them anymore.
No, they changed it to 60 days.
Yeah.
But let me ask you this. So, like.
But he didn't purchase those. He purchased the original socks.
He needs a certificate to show something. He needs a piece of paper to show that he's got lifetime on all of his socks.
Can I sue a manufacturer that says, this is the best beer you've ever drank, and it's not?
Oh.
Can I sue them? Is that false advertisement? Just like these the socks, this is the last pair of socks you will ever need. Ha ha ha. It is, you know?
Well, yeah,
that,
but
that's an opinion.
They actually offered it.
You run your test, Tim. Run your test.
Run your test.
Yeah. All right, so like you say, this is voice is saying that's an opinion.
Yeah, this is not the best beer I've ever taken, ever drank. You have to provide me with three more cases.
Yeah, or you know, like when I was a kid, there's a shoe company called Pia Flyers. They used to say you can run faster, jump higher. Yes, they sold me. I begged my parents for some Pia Flyers, and them things they didn't make me run faster or jump higher.
Oh, the heck they didn't. I bet you ran so much faster and jumped so much higher in those things.
You ain't never lied. You ain't never
lied. You ran. Once you put those flyers on, man, you were.
Yeah, I couldn't be caught. I don't know. So I think that they should get this man maybe 24 pairs of socks and tell him to get the stepping. Just leave
no.
us and go about your own business. Socks for days, huh?
Yep.
That's a lot of socks because it's not just.
It is. It's not it is, but it's their fault for making that promise that they couldn't keep. Like, no store should make that kind of a promise unless they know for a fact they're going to make that product for the rest of time.
Well, how do you feel
did
about-
you ever bet somebody $1 million on something and lose?
I don't have $1 million. I can't give somebody something I don't have.
Okay.
Oh, wait. You just stepped in it, though. They don't have those socks anymore.
But they did have them and stopped having. They made a promise while that was something that existed.
Yeah, I don't know. I think at the time, you just let it go. You know, too bad. Too sad because.
Well, did he win? Did he win that? Let me look it up. Did he win his suit?
You think I did that much research?
Yeah, come on.
I just wanted to ask the resistance fighters what your opinion on that. So with that being said, I think we should do topic changing music.
All right, here comes another topic that has nothing to do with socks. Absolutely nothing. I guarantee it.
I like to call this topic here picky, picky.
Picky, picky.
And this is going to be another what would resistance fighters do? How you guys want to handle this? And this may touch y'all to your heart, to your core. Right. There are some penguins in Tokyo. Right?
Oh, man.
Right. In the Tokyo Aquarium, they have these penguins here. And, you know, they have other aquatic things there. Well, they have had a habit of feeding these penguins a certain kind of fish. And I don't know how to pronounce it.
I heard about this.
Aqualaca fish. I'll just call it fish.
Right. Aqualaca.
And those aqualaca fish now cost a lot of money. So the aquarium said, cuss word, forget that. So they found a cheaper fish.
Right.
And they've been feeding
tuna.
It to the penguins. And the penguins have basically been spitting it out, turning their back on it, and they won't eat it. Question to the resistance fighters. Oh, and the aquarium administrator saying, you know, yes, we understand that the prices of everything's going up. We're trying this different type of fish. But the only way we can continue to use these other, the aqualaca fish is if we raise prices to our customers for admissions.
Sure.
Question to the resistance fighters. What would you do? How would you handle that situation? And I started with you, Kim. Did you reset yourself?
I did. Yes. Does it make it better? Okay. Yeah. So, I don't know. I mean, either the penguins will get hungry enough and figure it out and just eat this new fish.
Yeah.
Or
I.
I mean, if the cost of operations goes up, then naturally you're going to have to raise the price of admission.
Oh, way to play the fence. PW, what's the
Oh, this is so easy. If the penguins don't eat the new fish and they die, then I have no expenses. There we go. There we go. Yeah. Now I've increased my profits.
Oh boy.
I don't Here have come to take the care animal of those lovers. Stinking
hey, mail from animal lovers.
Here come Peters.
Phyllis, no management.
I mean, unless there's something wrong with the new fish, if it's just a different species of fish, but they're kept well and the food isn't, you know, it's not like spoiled and you know, it's still healthy for the penguins to eat. The penguins are going to eventually just start eating this fish because they're going to be hungry.
Okay. Voice of reason.
Like changing a dog's food. Right? You're changing the dog's food to something that's probably more healthy for them.
Yeah.
But when they first take, they're first like, this is not my everyday food. I'm not eating this. Well, if you just keep giving them that, eventually they're going to eat it.
Yeah, so they get hungry.
So your suggestion is continue to give it to them, the new fish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Voice of reason.
You guys are so inconsistent in your reasoning. It's amazing. So yeah. This guy gets new socks for life.
Help us out.
Wait.
Yeah, this guy gets new socks for life, and you're not going to honor the penguins' contract.
There was no contract.
Oh, come on. They've got to eat.
There was no promise.
They have to eat rotten.
There was no promise that they were going to have the same fish. There was no advertisement that they were going to have the same fish for the rest of their life.
They had a contract. When they would not even be in that zoo if they weren't promised good fish.
No, they don't have to be promised anything. They're just captured. Okay.
But this guy gets new stuff for life.
This is a rare moment for me, but I'm going to have to actually kind of agree with the reason.
They become accustomed to good
stuff. They are in captivity. They no longer have a choice. We owe it to these penguins to feed them what they want.
Oh.
Mark, she's talking about reparations then.
That's right.
Yeah.
Hold on, another touchy subject.
Your Honor, you must allow me to continue with the lifestyle I've become accustomed to.
That's true. That's also a divorce argument.
Yeah, I'm saying, wait a minute. Yeah, so what?
It's affluenza argument.
Really. So voice of reason. How do you solve this problem? Since you obviously brought to light the. What's the word? The hypocriticalisms of Billy and that's the only one because Kim changed her mind.
Yeah, wait.
Well, Kim takes mind, so she is does not have. She actually is willing to admit that occasionally that might be a little bit of hypocriticalistic.
Oh, look, Billy?
No, not Billy, Kim did.
Kim conceded.
Good Kim.
Kim can see this, or she adjusted her answer. Yeah, but what say you, Billy?
No, I can see that given the way Kim described it as being they don't have a choice, I kind of get it.
Yeah.
Oh, so
they don't have a choice. They didn't ask to be bred in captivity.
Right.
Just like I didn't ask for PW to be my dad.
But wait a second. If they don't have a choice, then they don't have a choice.
Yeah.
So if I give them, new food, they still have no choice. Yeah.
If A equals B and B equals C, A equals C.
Yeah, sure.
If they don't have a choice. They don't have a choice. That balances the equation.
It's in the term. They don't have a choice.
Maybe I changed my mind then. If they don't have a choice, maybe they just don't have a choice.
Of course.
We have totally come up with a clear solution to this problem this time, man. Yeah. We are crackpot problem-solving team here.
It's pure mathematics.
So nobody wants to go with PW's solution.
I'm thinking if they don't have a choice, they don't have a choice.
Yeah.
I don't want my house like egged by PETA. Why would I go with that opinion?
Yeah, really, that's true. Okay, let me say this. Let me hit this button here. The views and opinions expressed by PW do not represent the Spike on the Mic Show or Spike.
Wow.
Yeah, really. And since
poor PW.
That was me.
PW. Oh, so hey, now that we're halfway through the show, it's always time for us to do what we normally do, and that is to introduce the big A word of the day.
Ooh. Every time, so perfect.
So, so.
I don't know how she does it. Thank you, Kim.
All right, we have to ask the resistance fighters, except for Kim.
Yeah,
I thought I was perfect.
Yeah,
PW.
I think she was a little early.
Thank you.
No!
Oh my God, that was so.
It
so
was a little point, early. It was.
Voice of reason.
I thought it was really, really good, but maybe just a tad late.
What?
No.
Tad late?
Hold on a second. Now, here, I thought it was a tad early because, yeah. Let me explain why. You didn't let the thing breathe. Yeah. Let the word of, it's the word of the day.
Okay, I'm going to say this. I'm going to say this, Spike. At the beginning of the show, when you have your music and you're about to speak, you let it breathe too much. You wait way too long before you say anything. So
wait, can somebody really can anything breathe too much though?
You got to realize he's looking for the unmute button. You know,
Kim, go ahead, boys.
I think it's time to go on to our sponsors and introduce them.
We haven't even talked about what the word of the day is.
Yeah,
and,
come on.
And we have to settle this dispute here.
Yeah.
Because Billy said that I'm not letting it breathe. I'm letting it breathe too much. Kim says you can't never breathe not enough. I'm thinking I'm right on time because so PW, do you think I'm letting it breathe too much in the beginning?
No, I think you're looking for the unmute button.
Yeah. Boys, what say you?
Spike check one. Spike check two.
I don't think you understand. You understand the breathing, do you?
Right. 2.5.
All right. So anyway, the word of the big A word of the day, it is our attempt to maybe educate your mind, to let you guys grow and, you know, because walk around your world with a bigger knowledge of vocabulary.
Yeah.
Here's a big A word of the day. I'm going to play it three times.
All right, here we go.
Let's play it, and then you guys let me know if you know what the big A word of the day is. Here it is, the big A word of the day.
Postulate. Postulate. Postulate.
That is the big A word of the day. I don't know if I use it, but do you guys know what the big A word of the day is? Can you understand?
I need just to spell it because it's very breathy.
Yeah.
Postulate.
She was postulating when she said it.
Postulate.
Yeah, she's in the library and she can't, you know, talk real loud. Anyway, it's postulate.
Oh.
P-O-S-T-U-L-A-T-E. Postulate.
I heard oscillate.
Yeah,
that's
me
what
too.
I heard as well.
No, it's
but we understand.
Postulate.
Huh? What you say, W?
We understand. You've explained what the word is.
Okay. Now go around the room. PW, do you know what postulate means?
Actually, yes.
All right. Voice of reason?
It's when you cross the marathon line just at the last second before the other guy.
I'm letting this breathe.
Yeah.
All right.
Hey, I postulate.
You no, that means.
Oh,
you,
I see.
Oh, you passed you late. Passed you. Oh, okay, I got it. Billy.
Yes.
And Kim.
Uh huh.
Oh, so I don't know. I don't know it. By the way.
So I'm thinking, since everyone knows what the word is, I must have used it before.
Oh yeah, absolutely yes.
Yeah, that's
I've only learned it through you.
Oh, and then PW. Yeah. What does big A word of
postulate
mean?
It means that
that is the worst pronunciation of it.
You're proposing the existence of something.
Wow, that is hit right on the button. You must have looked it up. Did you follow the Kim?
Hypothesizing.
The yeah.
What?
Hypothesizing.
It's the same as hypothesizing.
Is that next?
You can word it, also
that's like, next week.
Assuming
yeah.
assuming the existence, assuming that something is.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's exactly what it is. You got listen. I am so proud. I'm like a proud parent.
You taught us this.
You guys' minds are growing and y'all are learning. It is.
So how'd they come up with expostulate?
That's like when you exhale, isn't it?
Yeah.
Definitely. Exactly.
Yes. Really.
So how does that relate to postulate?
Well, I guess it's kind of like auntulate, sisterulate, and postulate. I was throwing a joke in there, like your family, your mama, your papa, and your forget it. That joke fell flat. Speaking of which, the joke. It is time for the joke of the day, ladies and
oh,
gentlemen.
Oh man, you know that the joke part from last week was
right?
So good. I wanted to suggest that we have like a joke thing every week where everybody gets to tell a joke.
Oh,
because it was funny.
Oh, okay. Well, so you have just suggested that. Let's go around the room and see. Should we?
Hold
on a second.
I have a joke.
No. What I'm saying is we got to make a vote about this.
Yeah.
You say we should go around and every week, every resistance fighter brings a joke to the table.
Yeah.
What's that voice of reason?
Sure. This has opened my eyes, just like the old man said when he picked up his hammer, and the blind man said when he picked up his hammer and saw.
Oh God. Oh.
Oh, you guys are changing your minds now. Huh?
Yeah. Yeah. No.
DW, what say you?
That's a dumb idea now.
Billis.
I actually still like the idea, yeah. Even though that was a yeah. terrible joke.
Yeah.
Even if it was a joke.
Kim, what's saying you?
You need me to tell a joke?
No. Do you think we should add
do you like the idea of everybody?
Yeah, I think it's super.
Yeah.
All right, super. Well, it's consensus. It is 4-1. All right. We're going to add a joke. But let's talk about the Voice of Reason's joke today. That was funny.
It was?
Yeah. Remember he said... opened up his eyes when he picked up his hammer and saw.
Blind man, just like the blind man when he picked up his hammer and saw. Get it? It's like a saw is a tool, but it's also another word that can be used for eyesight.
Hey, that's good. Okay, joke of the day. I'm going to bring this one this day.
You don't get it, Paul. I'll explain it to you after the show.
Thanks.
I have a joke.
All right, well, then throw your joke out there.
Okay. How do you stop a bull from charging?
Take away his card.
Steal his nightgown.
Is that the answer?
That's correct. Yeah. Yeah, take away his credit card.
Yeah.
Billy knows the answer to this one. Why did the golfer bring two pairs of pants out to golfing with him?
Up and has to change.
In case he got a hole in one.
Oh, I have one more and then I'll stop.
We got to use them every week, but go ahead.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Who there?
Interrupting cow.
Interrupting cow.
Interrupting cow.
You were late.
Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh.
I was not late.
Oh, yeah, Kim.
You were totally late.
Yeah. You're totally late. Ooh.
Yeah. You just didn't hear me because my voice came out. Boo.
Nope.
That was
okay. There you go.
Here's the 15th joke of the day because we're going to do this for a while. What? No, I'm sorry. Did you hear about the Italian chef who died?
No, what happened?
Did you hear about the Italian chef who died?
No, what
he
happened?
He passed away.
The pasta. Pasta.
That's funny and sad
so
at the same time.
Bad. That was so bad.
It's funny and sad at the same time. I feel sorry for the chef, but
that is funny.
But it is. But the pasta way was good.
Yeah, really. All right. Well, then, since we do that, let's go ahead and hit our sponsors. We got to talk to them.
Oh my God! The sponsor button, I believe.
Oh.
The Spike and the Mike Show is brought to you by SavingMyFoot.com. Manage your health, eat healthy, know your numbers, get off the couch. And by Kansas City Online Radio, bringing you entertaining talk and cool blues 7 days a week at kconlineradio.com. And by MOA Capital Mortgages of America, helping clients with their mortgage needs by providing a complete mortgage analysis and checkup for purchases and refinances. And by RadioSt.Pete.com and its sister station, Sunshine 96.7 FM, bringing you the best in local music and entertainment. And by Pisces Design Fashion Studios. If you don't have a look, we'll give you one. Visit us on Instagram at Pisces Design Studios.
Welcome to Hooters!
Politically incorrect since 1983.
The official home of race fans.
I was late. Passed away.
Passed away.
Passed away. But anyway, move. All right, so listen.
That was late.
Yeah. We have to do this thing before we run out of time also. Cowchip news. God, we got to do the cowchip news. I think this is a very interesting cowchip news. And cowchip news is just something that make you guys go, dang, I did not know that. Well, do you guys know that former Jaws child actor, Jonathan Sterling, he played, he was the kid in Jaws that when they went in the water and they had the fake shark fin.
Okay, yeah.
And all the cops rushed him in there. And he came out of water and he says, my brother made me do it. Remember him?
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, now that movie came out almost 47 years ago. Well, Jonathan has been appointed sheriff of that little town in Martha's Vineyard where they film that movie.
Yes.
Really?
Yes. I read about this. Yeah.
Yes.
That is cool.
And what's kind of ironic about this whole story is that in 2008, when he was a deputy there, he arrested or charged some kid for doing the same thing he did in that movie.
Nice.
Pretending that there was a shark in the water, saying he saw a great white shark in the water. So that's what we call a full turn. Life become art. Was it art imitates life?
Yeah.
And becomes real?
It's the pasta way.
No, wait. Isn't it life imitates art?
No, it's the pasta way.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Life imitates art. And so it's kind of cool. And now he is the we're going to need a bigger boat guy.
Steve keeps raising his hand.
Steve was waving goodbye? What's happening?
All right. No. Boys, what say you?
If his brother had a cell phone and was videoing it, would it have been perfectly legal?
What?
If his brother had a video camera, a little phone camera, and was filming it, because apparently he got away with it when it was being filmed.
Sure.
When he was young, why couldn't this kid? We were filming.
Yeah, it was a movie. We're making a movie.
We're making a movie.
Oh, I see.
Makes everything all right.
Oh, okay. All right.
His name is Jonathan Searle.
Jonathan Searle.
Thanks, Bill. I could not have slept tonight if I didn't know that kid's name.
You said Jonathan. Searle. You said Jonathan. I just gave you his full name. That's all. He is the police chief of. He's like Chief Brody.
Chief Brody. Nice.
Is that the bigger boat guy?
Yeah.
No.
Yes.
No,
that Chief Brody said that. I think we'll get need a bigger boat. Yes,
you're right.
Brody's
right. Roy Scheider.
Oh, okay. I thought Brody was the guy that jumped off the Brooklyn Bridge.
Well, there was a Brody that jumped off the Brooklyn Bridge, yes.
And cuss word y'all talking about?
Surfing.
I don't know.
Surfing.
All right. I like that. What the cuss word are you talking?
Yeah, really. All right, so topic changing music real quick.
Real quick now. We're going to change the topic. I know we've had other topics, but this is a brand new topic.
I like to call this topic bonus.
Bonus.
Ooh, bonus.
Yeah,
bonus.
This lady by the name of Vicky, she was in California, and she was thrilled to find a free two-piece sofa and matching chair for her house that she was moving into. She was kind of skeptical about it being free, but the people who gave it to him told them that, no, you can have it because the previous owners has passed away, and we're just getting rid of all the junk.
Right. What we're not going to mention is that they had smallpox. And now anybody who sits in that sofa.
Or big pox. So anyway, they took the furniture home and sat in the sofa, and the lady felt a lump in the sofa.
I heard this story too.
Reached up under there and pulled out a wad of cash loaded of $36,000 in cash.
Nice.
Question to the resistance
fighters. I'm always losing change in the sofa. Yeah.
Question to the resistance fighters. What is your next move? Voice of reason.
Going to give the $36,000 back to the guys that gave me the couch.
Mm.
Did he just keep $1,000 for himself?
It was 36.
I heard 37 and then he said 36.
Well, okay. Kim's going to put it in the bank and get some interest, then give it back.
Oh, okay.
That's a great idea.
Kim, what's your next move then?
I'm going to let them know that money was in the sofa.
Billy, what's your next move?
Yeah, I'm not necessarily just going to give it to them. I will let them know, and then it's up to them what they should do with the money.
Okay.
The reason I say it that way is because I know the punchline of this story.
Uh-oh. Well, PW, what say you? What's your next move?
I'm going to flip through some catalogs, see if there's anything I'm interested
in. Any new microphones
purchasing? Yes, I need a new microphone. Yeah.
All right. Billy, you said you know the punchline of the story.
Well, I don't I read the story, but I don't remember. Like, they thanked her. She gave the money back to them. And they gave her, like, $100 or something like that.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah, so
right. That I was like, really?
Yeah, actually, they did. They went.
It would have been better if they gave her nothing.
Right. Yeah. I just.
Wait, hold on. Wait, whoa. They went, they reached out to the people and said, hey, we found this money. And the lady said, ooh, well, thank you. And she gave him $2,200.
Okay. Oh, that's different. That's a little bit.
How much was it in the couch?
$36,000.
Oh, $36,000?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you said $37,000 before.
$2,200 is a pretty good reward, though.
Yeah.
How many? What was it?
$2,200.
Oh, yeah. That's very generous. That's very nice.
But the story goes.
For some reason, I thought it was less than that.
The story goes as the Vicky said, she told the people she was happy to return the money. She says, we found some other items stashed in there, but none as big as this amount, which means she found some other $10, $15, $20 somewhere else.
Diamonds?
Which I guess she kept that. But
diamonds and rubies are small.
Yeah.
She said, we found some other stash, but nothing as big as this.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry. I would have did what the PW would have said.
Flip through some catalogs. Let's see what I need.
No, that money should go into the free couch fund.
But they basically gave away the furniture. They said the people are dead. We just throwing this stuff away.
Yeah, they gave the furniture away, not money.
They were family of the deceased, correct?
I would imagine.
Okay, they didn't even know about the money in this.
They were just random people emptying out this house, then I probably would not have said anything unless, you know, I would make sure that I contacted the family of the people who owned the couch.
Yeah.
Wow. Whoa.
No. And the family said that they had found other money hidden around the house, not right. The woman that got the couch.
Yeah. Okay.
I may change my mind. PW, you said that the people that gave him the couch didn't even know the money was there.
Exactly. Yeah.
Oh, well, did not. That's a good argument for not giving it back then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really? I was assuming they knew the money was there.
No.
Why would they give the couch away if they knew the money was there?
Yeah, really?
Oh, yeah. Well, Paul.
Yes.
I changed my mind. Duh.
Yeah. And since they didn't
the people that gave the money, the couch didn't even
since
know the money
they didn't know no. it was there.
Yes.
Who was the only person who could tell him it was there? Me. So I'm flipping through catalogs. I'm telling you.
Because they obviously. No,
You're right. That's the way.
We're repeating the same thing. Yes.
That's one way to look at it.
And there's been a phrase that has traveled all around the world and been in existence forever.
Finders keepers.
Finders keepers.
Losers. That's it.
Losers weepers. Weepers. And that is the way it goes now. So I guess with that being said, you guys know what my suggestion would be. Keep the money and run. Hoo, hoo, hoo. Billie Holiday, whoever sang that song.
I got one more thing. Would anybody here tell him the money was there and say, too bad, finders, keepers, losers, weepers?
No, that would be fun.
No, that wouldn't be fun. That would be evil.
That would be totally.
That would be evil. And then you'd be opening yourself up for some kind of lawsuit. That's just mean. No, that's literally just mean.
Those are
so
my socks.
So disappointed to hear those.
My socks. So Billy, you would call the people and say, hey, in this sofa you gave me, we found $36,000.
Yep.
What do you think we should do with it?
No. What do you want me to do with it? What would you like me to do with it? Oh, we want that money back. Okay, here you go. Thank you. Or,
girl, you can keep it.
Right.
Nobody's going to say that. I would just bring the money back.
I honestly would be like, $36,000.
You say,
there's so many things I could do with this money. But I would still call them.
Oh, you call them. This would you probably call them and say, hey, people who lost something, I am currently in a bad situation where I'm homeless and my car got stolen and my house got burned in, but I found $36,000.
No, here's the way I would do it. Now, everybody has found money in their sofa, you know, like 36 cents, you know, or something like that. Now, I would call them up and go, hey, there was money in the sofa when I cleaned it. Do you want that money? They would just say no.
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
Now, they wouldn't be
thinking $36,000.
Conscious.
And your conscience is totally clear at that
Totally
point.
Clear.
I was the first apartment that I had, after college. And I was in the parking lot of the place and I found like a folded up wad of like $150. And I could have really used that money because I was really broke. But I literally went around to every single apartment asking, did you lose anything? I didn't say, hey, did you lose $150? I just said, are you missing anything? And everybody asked a couple questions, but they couldn't come up with whatever. And I wound up keeping that money because nobody claimed it.
Not a single person claimed it.
There you go.
Conscience clear. But I still had to do that. I couldn't just pocket that money. I couldn't.
Yeah. And likewise. Asking, I found some money in the couch. Do you want that money back?
Right. Or better still, like Billy, if you can guess the exact amount that I found, I'll give it back to you.
Ooh. Oh, ooh. Well, with that being said,
Ross lost his wallet last weekend.
That's true.
$200 in cash. It all came back.
All right. The show's almost over now.
Oh, then that being said, I'd like to say I got some honest people on this damn crew. That'd be
And you have some that are not.
Yeah, I was gonna say that would be not PW, that would be Billy, Kim. I don't know what the voice of reason is.
No, he's not. No.
And not
I'm not committing.
Not me, so.
I found $15,000 in my account.
Yeah, you can get your house pulled down now.
Yeah.
That's right, yeah. pay for that house to come down.
We know we're stuck with y'all because we didn't have time. So,
yeah.
Billy, Kim, PW, Voice of Reason. You guys are awesome. Kim, work on your delivery. You're a little late. Kim.
But I don't. What delivery?
You gotta go. I'm out.
Billy,
Spike out.
On your delivery.
One.